Thank you very much, Romil. You can go on to Fanny.
Okay, so I was saying that we want to set up a schedule and we want to make some kind of decision here by Marrakesh meeting, if at all possible. And ideally, actually, I want to have this thing up and running by Panama, so that actually have that point things not overly chosen, but implemented as well. And key questions here are what software we want to use, whether we go with the MemberClicks or something else, and exactly what we want of it. Do we settle on the minimal membership database only, or try to use it for our website setup and so forth? If I understand correctly, the membership MemberClicks solution offered actually provides full package, so that including a website and whatever else. And we have been offered basically that if we don't want to use MemberClicks, we have the basic same amount of money to use on whatever software we choose. And if we do that, we can also, I understand, set up a comprehensive solution that we can buy hosting for our own websites and so forth from the same source and have it included in this. I understand I got from Mariam, personally from Chris Gift, the notion that they have actually, when they chose MemberClicks, they evaluated some alternatives. I don't know exactly what. If we want, we can ask for details about that to see exactly what happened, which alternatives were considered, and detailed documentation there on that. But at least one thing we should evaluate, based on what we have been discussing, is that we set up some open source solution, in particular CRM. And we want some company to host it and maintain it and configure it so that we don't have to rely on volunteer work on this. And yes, we indeed need to know which features we will be using, but NCSG as such has no solution per se at this point. We have using the ICANN and Google services for our list and some mailing lists in other places. So the features we might be wanting to use besides the member database per se be mailing lists and website presence. And when I look at NCSG, as I noted, we have no website other than the ICANN thing. We have our own domain, though, but that's mere redirection. Mailing lists are scattered all over. Some reside in various Robin Cross's server has some, and some are in the Syracuse University still, and whatever else. So we might want to collect those all in one place. For NCUC, likewise, NCUC has its own website and virtual server, which has website and mailing lists and member database as well. The only main issue there is that it's maintained by volunteer work, and which may not be so sustainable for in the long term. And of course, okay, case management or whatever else, we would like to have a website that can provide us with tools for different types of things. And again, if we want, it would be nice to have everything in one place, in budgeted together and so forth. Okay, I see that Joan has your hand up. Please go ahead, Joan.
Great, thank you, Tatami, and everyone. I have a couple of questions. Just on the location of the website, are you suggesting that this, once we choose which software to go with, that there will be different websites not hosted by ICANN?
That is a possibility, yes. Whether we do it as the same solution or simply as a separate solution from the same hosting provider, that's up to us. Post one of possibilities.
Okay. And secondly, I went through on my own as well as what's on the screen for cost. And I, of course, there's lots of extenuating costs for member clips, clicks, depending on what you choose. Was there any sense of cost for the city CRM? I couldn't find any.
There are some other solutions, but nothing really comprehensive one. That city CRM seems to be the one that would require least amount of customization and extra workforce. So that's at least one obvious candidate here.
And thirdly, is there an indication of what the budget is for this project?
Yes, understand that the budget for city CRM, no, for MemberClicks bill would be 9,000 euros per year. Mariam, am I correct here?
$9,000 per year. $9,000.
Was it per constituency or per stakeholder group or what? So if we...
Well, it was supposed to be per constituency, but they're saying that if we can, if the three, well, if the stakeholder group and the two constituencies can put, you know, use one solution, that will be good. But yes, it was for one constituency, one group, basically.
So
you know,
if
the CSG has a different formation to the NCSG, so it will be for NCSG, NCG, MPARC.
So that does mean that we would actually get 27,000 total, or if we get a common solution
like,
for all of us?
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. But if we're using one solution, if the three groups are using one solution, I don't know if they'll give us the 27,000.
Okay, but that's the range anyway. For we get at least 9,000 and maybe up to 27,000, and we can negotiate between those.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. That makes it easier to assess with what we do. So that's good.
Yeah.
Okay, that's my question for now.
Yes, I imagine that would be enough even for paying a fair amount of customization work. And actually, it's way more than we need after we get it up and running, I think. So, well, depending, of course, what we end up doing, but still... So we have a fair amount of money we can use for this. But I understand we really need to move quickly enough if we want to get anything within this financial year, which ends in the end of June. So. Okay. Brendan, you have your hand up.
Yeah, thank you, Tapani. Can everyone hear me?
Yes.
Good. So thanks for pulling this all together, Tapani, quickly. I just wanted to jump back to the email conference we had maybe a month and a half, 2 months ago. I sent on a report from the next, what is it, from a U.S.-based foundation that was reviewing different CRM solutions, and there's an extensive report or section in that report on Civi CRM, which I think will be very helpful. I can't recall if the report went into MemberClicks or not. It reviewed numerous packages, so this will be a very helpful, I think, piece of background information in terms of evaluating. It also just brings up a lot of different features that groups similar to us might be interested in, so things that we may want to consider. And that kind of gets to my point, you know, maybe we should start with a list of basic requirements, like document them actually, because, you know, I'm just looking in the chat here, Sam brought up member management or member profile management, the ability for individual members to maintain their own profiles, that's key. I think I agree totally with that. Another requirement that I think we should consider seriously is integration with WordPress and our existing platforms that we use for our website. Another requirement that I'd be interested in, and I would basically would be a I would absolutely want would be data portability in the event. One of our, as civil society, our ultimate, negotiation chip with ICANN is the threat of exit. And so we need to have the ability to take our network information of people that are involved in ICANN and be able to control that to some extent. This is it's a two-way relationship, obviously, since they're providing budget for this. But we want to maintain control over the basic data that's in the system. So I'll leave it there. But I would think, starting with maybe if we start up a Google Docs and document the actual basic requirements that we need immediately, that would be a good place to start here.
Okay, thanks. Is that report you mentioned public, available somewhere? That had a comparison of these CRMs?
Yes.
Maybe could you add us a link or email it, copy or whatever?
Yeah, I'll let me just post it here in the chat. And then I will also resend it to the four of us.
Okay.
One other requirement I'll just add while it's at the top of my head is integration with Mailman, since that's used already. We need to consider systems that we're already using. So similar to the WordPress requirement, I would say integration with Mailman would be a necessary feature.
Okay, this sounds like a good approach. So we start by documenting somewhere what we want, requirements.
That would be great, Miriam.
So we trust ICANN to use the ICANN Wiki for the documentation. Yeah, I think we can do that. We trust them so far. So, Miriam, set up a space, and I hope, trust we all have or can get access to that. Okay, and a mailing list. Question, where should we create the mailing list in? I can trivially create one in the NCUC server. I presume I can create one as well.
Yes, Sapani, I can ask for a mailing list to be created, and it will be done within 24 hours or less.
Okay, I see Joan. You wanted to speak at this point. Hand is up, is that an old hand? John?
Sorry, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Hello? Oh, great.
Yes, we can.
Okay, so I like all the suggestions. Obviously, they add to what we want to do. My question is, what is it that we're the requirements? Like, what for example, a lot of times, other than ICANN, many organizations will set up a membership software, not just to have a data, but also to do fundraising, communications, things like that, newsletters, all of that. I think that if we could just take a step back and have a little discussion around what is it that we're, what are the requirements, and then we can say, okay, which software addresses this and at what cost might be a good starting point.
Yes, that sounds basically a very good idea here. But I'll note that given that we have rather short of time, but I'd like to set up a solution. We have a minimum we might want and the minimum we absolutely need, and then have room for growth. A situation where we can, when we find out what other features we'd like, we have a solution that will grow up with our needs. So prioritize our requirements. What we must have now type things first, then what we might want to have later, so a solution that works. And if we go with an open source solution here, say we get a hosting provider that supports CVCRM and WordPress, and what actually is the solution that NPOC is using for your website? I don't know. Where is NPOC's website hosted and how? Do you know?
Yes, I believe it's hosted by Rudy's company.
Okay, you know, okay, and you know the software it's running on? Some open source?
No, I don't.
Okay. Anyway, you might want to ask NPOC CEO and Rudy and everybody else that would be interested in having, is it easy and possible to move it to a other hosting company? At the very least, we want to have a setup so that it can communicate within that. For example, if we have the database in somewhere else, we want an interface API that we can easily let NPOC's website remain as it is, but just access and maintain the member database as need be. So, okay, getting a little back, the mailing list, shall we use ICANN services or shall I put one in the NCUC server? Or shall we just see who gets it done it fast? Nobody cares. Okay, I'll talk about that with Mariam and decide with whatever we want to do. Apparently, you will not find that this becomes an NCUC project if I have the mailing list in NCUC server, right?
So, it's Sam here.
Yes.
Can you hear?
Pretty poor audio from you. Sam, are you trying to speak? I can't hear anything. Okay, I guess we'll have to hear Sam's input, but you have to type it in if your microphone doesn't work. Okay, let's start with the ICANN list. This is a temporary solution anyway. The mailing list setup is a trivial detail here. And as soon as we get our own solution here, we can move even this mailing list over there. And likewise for the bigger space, that should be easy enough. Use. If we are considering this, if it seems that CDCRM or something fulfills or appears to fulfill our basic requirements, the next step I would go is to look for a hosting provider. Yeah,
Connie, on that point, I would just add that in the back of the report that I sent earlier, there's a list of consultant companies. There may be a list, and interspersed throughout the report are ads, basically, for various hosting providers for the various ones that they evaluate. So that might be a good starting point to develop a short list. I know you had sent me a link at some point about another Civi CRM specific hosting company, but just to add to that, there are some consultants and hosting platforms identified in the report.
Okay, yes, I would say, of course, simply Googling will find some. Usually mailing lists are reasonably easy to migrate, and besides, ICANN seems to be using Mailman now, so no problem there. Yeah, John, if you have one, the mailing list migration is easy enough. So let's try to set up some milestones here, what we want to do when. The first thing, Mariam will set up our mailing list and Wikispace. That shouldn't take more than, hours, a few days at most. Mariam, when can you promise to have this thing up and running?
Promise. I can promise for my part of the work, which is the Wikispace, I can get it done by Monday maximum. The mailing list normally is a 24-hour turnaround. It's weekend, so again, maximum Monday.
Are we happy with that? Or if we can go with Google Docs and have it running in 5 minutes? And if I throw the mailing list in NCUC server, it will be there in 10 minutes. But I don't know if that matters. We can...
Monday is fine. Yeah.
Okay, Monday is fine. We can survive until Monday. Anything we want to do before Monday, we can just use email without list. And the first thing we do then... Ah, good point, Brendan. We read that report and maybe Google or use whatever search engine you like to look for other features and so forth. And so by Monday, start working on reviewing the listing the requirements, just brainstorming style, typing in whatever ideas we have. And sometime next week, I hope, let's try... Give 1 week to get us a preliminary list of requirements at least, okay? Might have another call or just maybe if mailing list is enough, we shuffle it around. But starting Monday, start writing down what we want. And also, I would like especially you, Sam and Joan, to check with the OEC, with Rudy and others, about whether they would be interested in moving NPOC website over there, or at least having a platform where it can be moved over as need be. Because, of course, one idea here would be to have a platform where we can move stuff around as need be. For example, if I can at one point decide to stop paying for this, well, we can host it wherever we like. And Sam and Joan, I believe you are coming to Los Angeles in the intersessional, is that correct? So we can talk over there. Brendan won't be coming, I'm afraid, are you?
No, I'm not.
But you are in a reasonable time zone, so we can take you in with a remote if we talk over there.
Yeah, sure. Can I ask Sam and Joan a question? I mean, since we're here and we have a little bit of time, we're scheduled for an hour, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So I just wanted to get a sense of, since we're thinking about requirements, I had brought up in an earlier email this idea of case management. which is a fairly generic term. But I just wanted to describe to you guys what I was thinking about in my mind and get a sense as to whether MPOC has a need for this kind of functionality. It's not what I see on the an immediate deliverable, but it would be something that I would like to see the system support eventually. Maybe it would be something that would be easy to implement right up front when we're doing all the kind of fixed expenses associated with the project. So, you know, for NCUC, you know, one of the challenges that we have is kind of organizing around a new project, right? Whether it's a working group being stood up or a particular task force being put together to deal with something that's come up at ICANN. And so, you know, so you can think of the activities that occur around something like this, like you have to motivate your membership to participate, and then you might have to stand up a mailing list like we're doing right now. You might need to provide some wiki space, and you might need to have ongoing communications with those members. I assume this is something that is a challenge for NPOC as well, but maybe I'm completely wrong. You know, and furthermore, I would add, you know, some other things like comment development, public comment development, putting together the baseline comment, the drafter holding the pen, writing a first version of it, then circulating it out to the membership for subsequent feedback, and then finishing it and submitting it to ICANN. All of that activity kind of ideally, in my view, would be something we could manage with a system like this. It would be something we could add in later, and it would be tightly integrated with a membership database. So, Sam or Joan, if you have any feedback about challenges that that MPOC faces, I'd be interested in hearing about them. And we could do this on Monday too, but just to put the seed in your mind.
Okay, that sounds good to me. I managed to lose the chat in this thing, so I can't see what you're chatting. Anyway, Sam, you have your hand up. Do you want to speak? No? Joan?
Hi there. Yes, thank you for the question, Brendan. All of those are challenges for us. I came on for the membership chair, about a year ago, not quite a year ago, and that's why I kept asking about this, because if we're going to address this, it's really good to sort of look at what is it that we're trying to do. Our biggest thing is that it's our vision that we really want to communicate with our members, apprising them of events, information, any of that sort of issues. And so that's a big component for me is that, okay, once we've – and I like the idea of prioritizing what we need to do because, you know, you deal with these – things that can be done in days and then a couple of things in months, but having a add-ons later so that we can really, really communicate with our members and give them information. So, yes, all of those issues we have to deal with as well.
Yes, and this context, what I would like, again, is the solution that grows up as our needs grow. So if we have an open source platform, virtual Linux, host of your or several maybe, it should be possible to install whatever software we want there later on.
Can I just follow on to that, Tapani? You've mentioned open source a couple times, and I don't know much about MemberClix at all, but I'm guessing it's a proprietary type solution or a managed solution. You know, for NCUC, we have members in the free and open source software community, and as a practical matter, in terms of getting buy-in, widespread buy-in, and you know, obviously the FOSS community is much larger than ICANN. As a practical matter, we can avoid a lot of debates simply by picking up front a FOSS solution. Yeah, that's what I was afraid of, Sam. I don't know much about it, but you know, I'll tell you, we've dealt with this problem many times within the NCUC as we migrated, most recently as we migrated from a proprietary platform that I had actually put up for the NCUC based on something called Ning, which was a proprietary platform, and we migrated, thanks to place our hard work, to FOSS solutions. So I would be very, very reluctant and very much encourage us to go the FOSS route. I think it's better, personally, and from a management standpoint, but I think also from an optics point of view, it's just easier for us to take that approach. I'm definitely open to other opinions.
Okay, Joan, you have your hand up.
That was from before, but since I'm on, yes, I agree. An open source solution is definitely what I would support, because we need to have that flexibility to address any, you can always design a product until it's to be used, right? And then it's right? So the need to review it and being able to ensure that we're addressing it is what I think we should do. So yeah, I'm for an open source solution. And I'll take my hand down.
Okay, so it seems we have a consensus that open source would be preferable anyway. But there's one more requirement. It has to work, and we have to get it working in a reasonable amount of time. So I guess the MemberFlix has one advantage. It's there, it's ready, available. So we have to make that the default choice unless we can find something else that works for us. But I agree that let's try to find out an open source solution that works. If we can do that, great. But if we can't, if it looked by Marrakesh, it seems we haven't made any progress, then I'm going to suggest that, okay, this won't work, let's go with MemberFlix. But before that, let's try hard enough to see if we can make an open source solution work.
Especially if we have a budget figure that's been put before us, an annual budget, it'll be much easier to kind of figure out if we can support a FOSS solution on an ongoing basis.
Yes. So if we can reasonably quickly get our requirements together, then we can contact those potential hosting providers and ask them, does this look reasonable and what it would cost for you to set this up for us? Does that sound good to you? By the way, I still can't see the chat, so if you are chatting something to me, somebody please read it out.
Miriam, membership management software or some abbreviation of that would be fine.
Okay, thank you very much, Brendan. It's Miriam speaking here. Tapani, I was asking what name the mailing list should be. What do we call the mailing list?
Now that's a good question. It makes a big difference, but we want a generic name here that doesn't sound too silly. So
CRM.
NCSG CRM, something like that. Would that work for you, NCSG, CRM?
Yes, that's perfect. I'll request that now. Thank you very much.
Okay, I think that we have a reasonable starting point here that the tax rate that during the weekend we review this report. Brendan has dug up for us, and on Monday we'll have mailing list available and we'll go carry on there and try to get a list of requirements in some sort of priority order. And then once we have some kind of consensus there, we'll ask around for possible hosting providers for opinions or even budget value purposes of a tender. Yeah, and John and Sam will talk with MPOC AEC about this, and of course I presume Brendan will be in touch with NCUC AEC as well, likewise. But I assume that NCUC would be happy enough to have the current website moved over to something hosted and maintained by a hosting company, so that we would not have a professional sysadmin who was actually paid for it there and volunteering. So, anything else we want to cover at this point? No? Okay. Let's move to other tasks and get back to this on Monday when the mailing list is operational. Okay?
Great. Thanks, Stefani. Thanks,
okay.
Sam.
Thank you all. John, you want to still say something? Your hand is up.
Yeah, just a quick thing. Did we want to schedule another meeting, or we'll do that by email?
Yes, we could schedule another meeting already. If you have a calendar is open, would 1 week from now be too soon?
1 week is good for me. It's just that we're given the tasks to do, and they will be sort of fresh in our minds. And we do have a short window to get this done, so it'll be really good to discuss what we found out from the comparisons and the report.
Okay, so 1 week from now, or sometime the following week.
Okay.
1 week, 2 weeks, what do you like, think? Is 1 week enough? See where we got anyway.
It's good for me, if it's good for everyone.
Yeah, that's fine.
So, next Friday again.
Next Friday, yes. Next Friday works at 1300 UTC.
It's the same time, okay, for everybody?
Yep.
Okay, same time next week.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you, everybody, and see you next week, or hear you anyway, I hope.
Okay, bye-bye. Thank you, guys.
Okay, bye.
Thank you, everyone, for attending the meeting. Romel, you may please disconnect all recordings now. Thank you very much.